A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth, and the coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you. I set you as a covenant to the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. The word of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine Aramaic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one whom would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal from the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this day for my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. The chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus, too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we begin this Holy Week, which really began yesterday, but the first day of the week, the last line of the gospel says, and many people were believing in Jesus because of him, Lazarus, because he had raised him from the dead. And so with us in our own lives and our following of Jesus, there should be that part of us that we have been raised with Christ when we got baptized, huh? That's the whole point of it. So we live this risen life, that our life should always be pointing to Jesus, and people begin to believe in Jesus because of us, huh? That's got to be what disciples are. So the question always is for us, do people believe in Jesus because of me? And if the answer is no, well, then that means I got to get out of the way, especially as we enter this holiest of weeks. And the first reading tells us what that kind of looks like. It means we're called to be the light in the darkness. And I've said 1,000 times before, no matter how intense the darkness is, no matter how deep the darkness is, it can never conquer the light. So we have a choice. We can be one of those pagans who curse the darkness every day and complain about the darkness, and the darkness is out there. What are we going to do? Things are bad. Things are going to get worse. What's happening to the world? And become part of the darkness, or we can bring the light to the darkness and dispel the darkness and conquer the darkness. This is what God is calling us to do as we enter into this Holy Week, that we become the light because Christ lives inside of us. And if we bring light to the darkness, then people will come to believe in Jesus because of us. If we just curse the darkness, they'll turn away from Jesus because of us. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.